Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Nigeria tops a new list of Christian persecution this week, and we'll look at why. Then, a pastor in Morocco tells us how to pray for local churches under pressure. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, which is replacing North Korea as the world's worst persecutor of Christians, according to a new report from Global Christian Relief. The ministry's red list highlights the top five countries where killings, displacement, arrests, attacks, and abductions are most severe. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says,
Nigeria has been on our radar now for almost 20 years. More people are killed for their faith in Christ in Nigeria than the rest of the world combined.
Over 9,800 believers died in Nigeria between 2022 and 2024. Islamic extremist groups target isolated villages throughout the country.
Boko Haram is a radical Islamic group in the vein of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab that wants to take over the north. So it starts with Boko Haram, but then you also have the Fulani, who are one of the largest Muslim people groups in all of Africa.
Despite government assurances that they'll defeat the radical groups, violence continues to escalate. Nigeria also tops the charts for abductions and ransom demands.
Leaders want to be able to go into a Muslim community and just share the gospel without threat of being kidnapped.
Join us in praying for an end to the violence in Nigeria and ask God to strengthen and sustain gospel workers.
We just ask for people to be praying for us to be able to send more solar-powered audio Bibles in the various languages so that people can hear about Jesus for the first time.
Next, Christian broadcasters in Syria are keeping hope on the air in the midst of ongoing national changes. Alanka Stevenson with Transworld Radio.
They continue to produce programs and are adapting their content to the situation. And the main message has to stay the same, and it always had, and that is hope in Jesus.
Hope for Syria is a daily radio program that's been running since 2011 when civil war broke out.
Currently, the topics that they are discussing are more focusing on bringing in the new hope, but putting trust in God. So not putting their trust and hope in humans, but actually finding Jesus through it.
Stevenson says there's a singular reason for ministries to keep producing content and interacting with people.
To connect them with the local church and to disciple them so they can continue to grow spiritually.
She says the local team is gifted and persevering.
I mean, in the situations where they were recording at 2 a.m. because that's when the electricity was on, or things like that, very dedicated team that really sacrificed a lot and is continuing to do so.
Please pray for protection, strength, and wisdom for the TWR team in Syria, and pray that many would come to Christ through their work. And finally,
I came to Christ because the word of God touched my heart, and God opened my eyes on the truth.
That's Fuad, a pastor in the North African nation of Morocco, where being a Christian is both unlikely and difficult. Sunni Islam and Judaism are the only state-registered religions. Christians make up less than 0.2% of the population. They're allowed to practice their faith, but are carefully watched.
The pressure comes from the family first, because they reject us in the beginning.
He says God himself is making his word known to Moroccans, just like he did in Fuad's life. Media is one significant way this is happening.
Now people can compare and listen. They can make research by themselves about the truth. And look, you know, for who is the true God? We have seen that and we praise him for that. Yeah, he's faithful God.
Fuad pastors a very small church. Join us in praying for Moroccan believers just like them.
For protection for the church, and also for the church be unified, for the new believers to grow in Christ and to share the message of the gospel with their families and with the whole people of Morocco.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.